Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I saw McCrae bring this back. My favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She's the co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Also, Working with You is Killing Me and Mean Girls at Work. And she's promised me that they're going to write a Mean Boys at Work book one of these days. Catherine, thanks again for being here. We're talking about office politics and is there anything good? You know, culture, when we talk about culture, Catherine, it could be a good culture, it could be a bad culture, right?
Yeah.
Culture mm-hmm. can go either way. It's like a sword. It can, you know, it could be a good, it could be do work for good or work for bad, like any tool or anything like that.
Right.
But politics, I never heard of a positive politics reference. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to be a little controversial and just say I think it doesn't have to be positive or negative. It is what it is. And I think your job is to identify what are the politics here and mm-hmm. can you work with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you're in a small business and working for a small business and you're getting to know the business owner, you know, there are going to be things that person likes or doesn't like, biases that they have mm-hmm. or don't have, people who they reward or don't reward, and
but
things
that's,
they
is that's
see
that
and
politics,
don't see.
Though, is it, if it's the leader, is that politics?
Well, the politics is based on how the staff then respond to all that and to understand. I mean, what we've had before is clients are mystified when they realize that it's not just their job that they're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And it can be something as simple as there's a favorite, you know, the boss even isn't aware that they have a sort of a favorite confidant in the office.
And you have to know, I like what you're saying about you need to know where the politics are. There's an old saying in poker. Mm-hmm. That if you're sitting at a poker table and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Right. Exactly.
And so
that's exactly right.
So if you're in an office situation, if you're in a business situation, and you don't know where the politics lies, then you're about to step on a landmine.
That's right. And you know the workplace it can be extremely friendly, but it is a competitive environment. So. And I think that's where politics come in, is that there are going to be people vying for attention, vying for power, vying for promotion, vying for rewards. And so you just need to see, okay, what's the landscape here? How does it work? In a not-for-profit, the power structure may be such that everyone has to nice each other to death, you know, that it's about being so mm-hmm. kind and so thoughtful.
Are there some, and there are some people, some leaders, I use that word loosely, who actually promote politics, don't they? They like stirring things up. They want people to be
yep.
at each other. They think that's the right way to go. I disagree with them, but some people do that, don't they?
Right, they do. So
or they're so dysfunctional in their own lives, they bring
right.
it in, they bring it into the business.
That is exactly right. And that's exactly. So you want to just see how does it work here and then decide if you can work with it.
So
once you're able to determine what's the political atmosphere here, now it could be friendly political, you know, that it's not, that there aren't high stakes, that people aren't throwing each other under the bus, to use an overused term, all the time, or it could be that there really is kind of a game, and you want to know the rules of the game in order to succeed. But to do that, you have to sort of suspend the idealist in you that wants mm-hmm. to be able, you know, I think for all of us, we want, for most people, the desire is just to come to your job and go home.
See, it sounds like we're describing a season of Survivor.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we pair off and that happens in the workplace, doesn't it? I mean, Survivor is that what I remember. I only watched the first couple of seasons, and
yeah.
I don't watch reality TV. Ever since then, I haven't done that. But
yeah.
But I did watch the first couple of seasons because it was new, and I remember thinking, you know, this is like an office.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll give an example that's a perfect blend of that. I did the Peace Corps years ago.
Yeah.
And so I went to this village, and I was a health educator, and I knew I was there to do good. I had a job description. But honestly, I could not have accomplished one thing if I didn't understand the rules. There was this one person.
The local rules.
Yeah, and there's the head health educator was a very complicated guy, and I had to figure out, how does this guy work? Who does he reward?
Yep.
Who is he willing to talk to? Who does he respect? And I had to play the game if I wanted things.
Well, a lot of small businesses are like that. You gotta, I mean, there are plenty of quirky business owners out there.
That's right.
And if you don't understand how their quirks work, then you're gonna, you know, you're not gonna do well. But the main thing is, you got to find out, you know, pretty early on if you can live with it or not.
Exactly.
So, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Figure out your political environment and decide which parts of it you're going to participate in. And if it's acceptable to you, go with it. If not, then you have to find another opportunity.
And if you're a business owner and you're like me, you don't like politics, check around to make sure that you're actually accomplishing that. You might be surprised, right?
Exactly. You ask your staff, what's the environment here, and see what they tell you.
Spell out that website for me.
K2Enterprises.com.
All right. And that's where you can find all the books, too, right?
Yes.
And all about Kathy Elster, your partner. Hey, Catherine, come back soon, will you? Good job today. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.